Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And among the many folks sitting in the crowd, media members, our buddy who joins us right now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers everything there is to cover for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. He's their sports columnist. He's Terry Pluto, and you can see him on Cleveland.com doing videos like crazy now. Terry, you're very good in those.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment from two TV guys, but I have my doubts.
You do a nice job. You really
well,
do.
Thank you.
Don't sell yourself short. You're good on TV. I always enjoy watching on TV, especially with Les. You guys were.
Les makes everybody good.
That is true. Les does even makes me look good. That's what's scary.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay, sorry.
Enjoyed your conversation with Dan Gilbert the other day.
Yes.
And after the big press conference with John Beilein, you had a chance to chat with Dan. Where do you think his head is right now, Terry? Maybe his level of comfort with where the organization is as it's trying to move forward, you know, without LeBron James, without Kyrie Irving, with John Beilein, and with a different approach with Kobe Altman as they're trying to add young talent to the team.
Well, I think what's making him feel pretty good right now is that the guys who left, I mean, there's LeBron sitting at home, not in the playoffs at all, and Kyrie left, and then basically torpedoed the Boston Celtics. I think he'd be in a much different spot if, you know, Boston and the Lakers are, you know, going to end up in the finals. That would be bothering him. So he could look back and say, as he said to me, you know, look, we won the Kyrie Irving trade. Kyrie's going to leave Boston. At least we have these guys. You know, we have Sexton, we got Nance, we got Clarkson, et cetera. And there's some truth to that. And meanwhile, you know, that picking up the pieces after LeBron, he knows it's going to be hard, but I think he feels better about Kobe Altman than some of his general managers. Now, a year from now, we'll see if that changes, but that's where he's at right now.
There were so many things in that article that made me go, wow, I can't believe it. Like, first of all, Kobe killed it in the trade.
Yeah.
Or what was your reaction when he said that? I know you're trying to play level-headed, but.
No, my thought was, you know, this is Dan Gilbert, who, he's a salesman. I mean, part of how he built himself. The guy started originally delivering pizzas and for tips and things and, you know, selling things. And so, you know, that's how Dan feels and how Dan talks, because I've known him for a long time now. So, and, you know, he's doing the presumption, Boston has nothing, at least we have something. And really, what did the Celtics actually win with Kyrie after he left? And, you know, his point, I thought he did finally, this is the first time he confirmed that they were threatening to have knee surgery if he didn't get traded. So, you know, whether you talk about kill it or whatever, they certainly came out of it okay compared to how it could have been.
Terry Pluto joining us, PlainDealerCleveland.com. John Beilein comes in as head coach. And here you have a guy, Terry, who I think kind of a fascinating story. You know, starts as a JV coach, has never been fired in over 40-some years, and works his way up at an age when most folks are thinking, I think I'll kick back now, to take on the biggest challenge of his career. I what do you think of the hire? I think it's fascinating. My fingers are crossed that it works.
I'm probably with you on that, Jeff. I mean, my first thought was, they did what when I heard who it was? Because I've had the strong bias against college coaches going straight to the NBA for a long time. You know, people that say, like Quinn Snyder, but Quinn Snyder played briefly in the NBA, and he was an assistant to Mike Brown briefly with the Lakers. You know, he had some acclimation to it. But you really, other than Brad Stevens, you don't have a guy with any sort of track record at all who did well. But then I asked myself, well, I'd rather have John Beilein, who, I mean, look, he's a terrific college coach. Everybody pretty much knows that. Drawing up plays, or Nate Tibbetts, or, you know, Ferdy Hernandez, or Jordy Fernandez, any of these guys. In fact, my fear was they're going to hire one of these guys I know nothing about, and Lord knows what I was going to write, other than, well, give him a chance.
Terry, you asked a couple of those questions about age at the press conference.
Yes.
Did it ease your mind then, hearing the answer from him, to maybe make you think in a different direction?
I mean, maybe because I'm 63, I sort of, you know, can't imagine doing the job even at my age now, much less later. But I do think that, you know, he is in better shape and that. So we're going to see. I mean, nobody knows what that job in the NBA is like till you get it. Even a guy who's been an assistant coach for a long time, they'll tell you that once you they always talk about move the 18 inches from one seat down to the next, it's just so much different. You know, when a guy, player's having a personal problem or whatever, even if he goes to the assistant coach first, he kind of hands it off to the head coach. And there, whereas, you know, when you're the head coach, you got to deal with it. And that's a big deal. And I did ask him about the fact more than half the players are going to be making more money than he does. You know, he as he said, you know, we know we can get, you know, we don't complain on payday and everything else, but it is going to be different for him. But you see, there. So now it's up to the Cavs to make sure they have the right kind of roster for him, which is not loaded with some guys just, you know, towards the end of their career want to get paid.
Terry, the thing I thought was interesting was when Coach Beilein said, adapt. He said, you know, they've told me not to change, talking to Van Gundy, Pat Riley, but adapt and grow. And then he threw out the example of, you know, changing his zone defense. It worked at West Virginia, not doing it at Michigan, running more of a pro-style offense. I would think that the guy's going to be able to do that and not be locked into anything. Yes?
That's probably why he did so well at the different levels, is he is adaptable. The interesting thing would be to see him in a 48-minute game. A couple of guys that I know that coached just 40 minutes and then went into 48 said it's just such a different rhythm to it. You know, two halves and this and four quarters and the media timeouts when they come and that kind of stuff. That they told me it took a while. In fact, I would suggest, I haven't written this yet, but if I were him, I actually would coach the rookie league games in the summer just to get the feel for that, you know, what it's like.
Yeah, he alluded. I think he said he was going to take a couple of those games in the press conference that he
well,
wanted to
good.
Do it.
You
yeah, you know, I just I thought it was interesting they did the deal without an agent, and maybe that's why nobody
like that, too.
That was
that's
fascinating to me.
Did also,
yeah, that's true.
But no, from here's the point. It's like when Dan went and met with LeBron to bring LeBron back. I mean, Dan went down by himself, and they met at this house in Miami. And I wrote about this in my book, The Comeback. And with him, right there was LeBron was there with Rich Paul, Mark Termini, their contract guy, and Maverick Carter, and Dan. And they basically kind of had the computers going. Now, granted, there was an agent there. I mean, there wasn't much to negotiate in terms of you can give him a max contract. But Dan likes it where I can go in and talk to, you know, that guy or the two key people myself, and we can walk out and make a deal. Sometimes you might get a better deal from Dan that way than if you're playing hardball with them.
I don't know. I loved it because to me it was just two guys that cut a deal, and you know.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like I want you and you want me, so we just have and we already have a 5-year contract in place. So it's just a number. Is it $5 million a year? Is it $4 million a year? Is it $6 million a year? You know, whatever it's going to be, it's a lot of money. Let's get this done and let's go play ball. You're right, Andy, that part. And that's what just absolutely won Dan over.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
I think that's
the
bigger – it's refreshing.
Yeah, negotiated over a kitchen table. Terry Pluto joining us from the plaindealercleveland.com. Terry, the Cavs sit at number 5. And, it could have gone worse, but not much worse. They could have ended up 6. And you kind of – I mean, anybody looking at this draft would think, you get the first 3 guys, you got a guy who's your key guy moving forward. Now you're at 5. Who is that guy? And what do you think, what are they looking for? The best guy on the board, period, regardless of position? Somebody they can market? I don't know if you can market anybody there.
There's nobody to market.
Size? You know, what are you looking for?
Although, here's an interesting thing. If you look at the teams that are now playing, think of these numbers, 7, 11, and 35. That's where Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green were drafted. Number 15, that is an incumbo. I believe Leonard was either 15 or 18. You know, these players are there. Damian Lillard was 6. C.J. McCollum was 10. You just have to get it right. I mean, hey, the same draft they took Deion Waiters. 2 picks later, Portland takes Damian Lillard.
Thanks, Terry.
No, really. I mean,
you're right. You're right.
That's right. You know, you just go look at the different things that they've done over the years, you know, the Anthony Bennett draft and things like that. So one thing to get the picks, and it's another to, you know, to pick them right. You know, I'm in the middle. We've had this four-part cap series been dragging on forever. Part three is tomorrow, which is actually on kind of a look at Gilbert and the money they've spent to whoever to try to do the rebuild. And then Sunday's a long thing. I've talked to some coaches on coaching after LeBron and what's that like. So I think that's, you know, you'll see some of the problems there. But also, you know, you look at it now, and the teams that did draft well and were patient, some of them it has paid off.
Speaking of drafts, what did you think of the NFL draft being announced?
I'm glad for Cleveland. It's a great event. They're going to make a lot of money. Anything that brings money to Northeast Ohio and it's something like that, I'm all for it. I mean, that's just terrific. I heard you guys were talking about dome stadiums and things like that. And, the only thing is, it's like I still always want to be careful on who's going to be paying for that stuff.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. But, of course, would have made more sense for the stadium on the lakefront for football or even for baseball to have been retractable. You know, I've been in a couple of those places, and they're really nice.
I just think it makes it a lot easier. But, I mean, you've been here for a long time, Terry. I mean, mm-hmm. You've seen this city. I mean, we have some major things coming up with the All-Star Game and Division I basketball, which we've seen before. You got the draft. You got the All-Star Game for the NBA. Women's Final Four. I mean, it's to me, and I'm just curious on your perspective of just the positivity that you're getting out of this city when it comes to these sports events that, you know, that you can hold without having a dome stadium, that they've been able to pull off, and what the sports commission means.
And it also, I mean, just in general, the, you know, when they do all those surveys of how do people feel about their town, and, you know, the number of younger people moving downtown is great, because, I mean, when I grew up in the 60s and 70s, you know, downtown was a ghost town. You didn't want to go down there. You know, that was a part of the reason they built the Coliseum out in the suburbs. You know, it wasn't just a lack of money downtown. It was the idea that people are moving out and want to stay away from Cleveland, and hopefully that would grow up there. But this is exciting to see what's going on downtown. And, you know, we're all heavily invested in this area, whether you're listening to this on the radio or just three guys here talking. And, you know, to me, do I think the NFL draft is overblown? Absolutely. But it's, you know, it's part of the NFL high church, like the Super Bowl and these other events that are over. Everything about the open. I mean, I was sitting there at the OTAs. There's 25 reporters at OTAs watching these guys in shorts. And, you know, we're there watching, going, like, that kid, who is that kid? Who's number 12? You know, it's like, who are these people playing? And we're like taking this seriously. Nobody's tackling anybody. That Chad Thomas, he's sure tall, you know. But it doesn't matter.
So true.
Terry, let me ask you a baseball question before we let you go. And, of course, you were a longtime Indians beat reporter for the Plain Dealer, and Baltimore Orioles beat reporter as well. How close is this team either, A, to making a move and getting its act together, or, B, making moves and looking toward next year? And by making moves, I mean maybe trading away some key pieces that
– Well, tell me how good you think Minnesota's going to continue to be.
I don't think they're – completely coming back to the pack, Terry. I think you're going to have to catch them.
They're doing exactly what Minnesota needs to do, which is, you know, get out front, discourage the Indians so they start looking at these things. And the fact is, you know, you have almost a worst-case scenario for Cleveland. All right, suppose they sign Michael Brantley. Let's just say that.
Okay.
How much better would they be?
That's a real good question, because one bat right now wouldn't do it, especially with all the injuries to the pitching staff.
I mean, you wouldn't have all these games where he scored 0-1. He's driven some. And remember, he is really benefiting. I love Michael, but he's benefiting from that lineup in Houston. I mean, you know how that goes. You just, there's nobody to pitch around. There's nobody. Jeez. So he's just pounding it all out. But because even if you have Brantley, and this is not an excuse for just dumping Brantley, but you still have Kluber with a broken arm, and you still have Clevinger with the back, and you know, you still have the rest of those guys, and you still need other outfielders that they weren't able to get. You know, I really don't want to hear one more thing about Yan Gomes or Alonso and some of these other guys. The only guy they really miss that they let go is Brantley. The rest of those guys, you know, whatever. I mean, I'd rather have Carlos than Encarnacion. I know Carlos has hit like 15 homers or something. But the big issue has been they do, you know, the outfield is just pathetic. And then the injuries to the pitching staff and stuff.
Terry, a pleasure as always. Thanks, bud, for your time.
Thank you. Looking forward to Sunday's story, too.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Terry Pluto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.